Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Don't take that bet. 8:30 right now. 55 KRC, the talk station. Wednesday. What does that mean? It means Judge Ed Napolitano is on the phone to talk the law with us. Welcome back, Your Honor. It's always a great time having
morning,
you on.
Brian. Where does he come up with that stuff?
I don't know. I'm telling you. I know the guy's not on drugs. He's not sitting back there smoking a bong. So what I think it is, it's isolation that has had an impact on Chuck. I really do. Yeah, we're getting ready to the cicadas are coming. I don't know. Is New York? Does New Jersey, where you live, or in New York area, do they experience this brood 10 every 17 years like we do?
Yes, we do. Not New York City.
And of course not.
The heart of New Jersey, but the northwest tip where I live.
you remember them in years past then, like I do. In my lifetime, I guess this is my third brood of living through. I was 4 years old when the first one came through. I was in college. Actually, fourth brood. Yeah. Anyway, in my 30s for the thereafter. So they don't bother me. They're just goofy things. But in any event, moving on past the cicadas and the cicada sandwich, I asked you to discuss what I think could very well be a profoundly important case, and you can feel free to correct me from the outset if I'm wrong, Fulton versus Philadelphia. You were familiar with when I asked about that, the case, right, Your Honor?
Yes. Yes, I am. So this is an unfortunate but inevitable clash between the secular state and freedom of religion.
Right.
So a couple of basics. And if you ask first-year law students, I need an answer right away. I don't want you to think about it. What's the first freedom in the First Amendment? Everybody says freedom of speech. They're wrong. It's freedom of religion.
Yes, free exercise.
The first freedom protected in the Constitution is freedom of religion. This meant more to the framers than anything else. You cannot compel somebody to do something against their religion, nor can you force them to engage in a religious practice or support a religious practice with which they disagree. The Philadelphia case is the city of Philadelphia refusing to send funds to pay for adoptions to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia because the city says you have to let same-sex couples adopt babies, and the Archdiocese says that's against our religious principles, and the case is going before the Supreme Court.
All right. Now, let me ask you this, though, because I think it's an important predicate for people to know why this is more, and I think it was Justice Alito, I believe, that pointed this out. It was more of a badgering and a seeking a capitulation from the Catholic Church on this fundamental point for theirs, because they used to be able to place foster children, this Catholic organization. It used to be one of the go-to places for Philadelphia to work with to get children placed in foster care, correct?
Yes.
So they had been doing it all along. And the other point of it is, and I thought this was the important part, no one ever tried to place same-sex or children in a same-sex parent situation through this particular archdiocese. There were other organizations out there that were more than happy to do it, so no one ever got denied placement.
Right.
So what was the point of saying, we're not going to give you any more families, we're not going to give you any more children to place unless you change or bow to our view of the way things should be?
The overreach of the regulatory state, the urges on the part of the government to tell others how to run their businesses and how to conduct their lives, the dangerous symbiotic relationship between church and state. Look, in my world, the government and the church wouldn't have any connection with each other. The church is free to accept or reject whoever it wants for adoptions, and the government is free to do the same. But if the government is going to give the church money to perform a function because the church performs it better than the government does, and the function is essentially a secular one. They're not paying for communion waivers.
Right.
They're paying for the expenses attendant upon adoption. They can't force the church. And I'm using a lowercase c, not an uppercase, because
right.
though the plaintiff is the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia, this would apply to any religious entity, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim,
right.
That rejected the concept of same-sex couples adopting babies. You can't force the religious entity to violate a core belief. And why the city thinks it can get away from this, why it's willing to deny its best agency when it comes to performing adoptions better than the city does, the only answer is it wants control. It wants absolute control, and it has such a strong view of the benefits and moral worth of same-sex marriage. It wants to sort of thumb its nose in the face of the Catholic Church.
Yes, indeed. And we see that all the time on a variety of topics.
I don't know how this is going to end up. Brian, all this stuff started with the Civil Rights Act of 64 when the government got onto private property and told you how to run your business and who you had to admit and who you didn't. And here's where we are today. This is all tied in with the wedding cake case in Colorado. We're going to see more and more of these cases until the Supreme Court gives a definitive answer. In the wedding baker case, a same-sex couple wanted a baker to bake a cake for their wedding, and he refused. You'd think they would just go to another baker? No, they had to sue the guy, and the case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court kicked it back to the state of Colorado. It didn't decide the issue definitively.
I know.
And until it does, these cases are going to keep coming back.
Well, and I know this addresses, and I think the Catholic Social Services is hoping that it's overturned the opinion by Antonin Scalia about 30 years ago that says generally applicable laws that are neutrally enforced do not infringe upon religious liberty. But some question whether this was neutral enforcement, since they allowed the Catholic Church like $26 million a year worth of business for a while and then only decided to pull the plug when this became an issue for them, even though, again, the Catholic Church was not responsible for nor did it ever encounter same-sex couples seeking to adopt.
That quote from Justice Scalia is from a case called Employment Division versus Smith, which has to do with whether or not a Native American church can use a hallucinogenic drug as its sacrament.
Yeah.
And the state of Oregon said no, and the Supreme Court upheld it, and then Congress rewrote the law to allow them to do it. So Justice Scalia's statement was correct at the time he made it.
Well. Now, it could have a pretty significant ripple effect depending upon how the court rules. I mean, do you get any indication, given the sort of the what they call the 6-3 current balance, although I don't know that that's necessarily accurate depending upon the topic at hand in front of the court?
I don't have an indication as to which way this is going to go. This is a very difficult case to predict.
Oh.
I just don't know. Justice Gorsuch has almost taken up the mantle of Justice Kennedy as the champion of gay rights on the court. He's the most libertarian member. So I don't know which way it's going to go or what's in the hearts of these justices. I think I know how my classmate Justice Alito feels, and I think I know how Justice Thomas feels, but I don't know how any of the others feel about this. My opinion, my views on Justice Alito and Justice Thomas are gathered from their previous writings on similar issues.
Fair enough. Well, we'll perhaps have a significant ripple effect, I suppose, more so if they err on the side of the Catholic Church in this case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
I've got my pop.
If they come down on the side of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, it will change radically the relationship between church and state. I don't know how that change will go. Either the cities will stop doing business with the church, or they'll be doing more business with the church, one way or the other.
One way or another. Judge Annapolitano, I can't thank you enough for your insight and your wisdom on that topic. I know religion is one near and dear to many of my listeners' hearts, so it's important. And we expect that decision to come out around June or so?
Yes. I think this is one of the ones that I'll hold back until the last minute, which means like the last week of June, but before the 4th of July.
It's like people thinking, well, there's going to be a full seven-game series because they need the ratings and the advertising revenue. It's like they make us sit on the edge of our seat for the most.
You know, Chief Justice Roberts is the best at holding the most controversial cases until the end, better than any of his predecessors.
I don't know that that's an endearing trait, Your Honor. We all want the answers up front, Judge.
Yes, we do, Brian.
Judge Napolitano.
All the best. Tell Ingram I love him, even if he's hung up on cicada sandwiches.
I will do that. We'll talk next week, Your Honor. Stay well.
All the best, Brian. Bye-bye.
840, 55KRC, the talk station. You know, I was talking to my mom and dad yesterday.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.